The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
Except my arm has really been bothering me.
Oh, no, Dad.
Oh, yeah. It's becoming the claw! Nothing can stop the claw! Run, boy, run! Save yourself!
Get the claw to Mom, Dad! Get the claw to Mom!
Uh-oh. You found the claw's only weakness.
If this is Monday, Claw is here.
Claw is here.
You alive?
Mr. Claw, Santa Claw.
I got a little Christmas gift here from Santa Claus, C-L-A-W-S, from Steve. Is this one of the little gnomes, or what do they call them that work for Santa, an elf?
Which present are you talking about? Which one?
I'm talking about the little tin that I got that to the claw.
Yeah.
From Steve, Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Well, who's that directed to?
That's you.
Hmm.
That's you. What do you think about that other little ornament up to the tree? That's pretty cool item, huh?
Well, luckily your Skype connection is a little weak. We're going to have to reconnect.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go back down. Got it.
All right. You know, here's a guy that thinks it's funny, and this is a medical guy. I tell the guy, when I wake up in the morning, I can't open up my hands. So, what does he do? He makes that a little joke. Now, everything is the claw. That's why I played this, because we just received our little Christmas gift, and I got my little tin here today that says the claw. Okay, don't tell him I talk crap about him while he wasn't here. Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to listen to the replay for that one.
I will.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Actually, I'm tired. I don't know why. This was a long weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I spent most of it just sleeping. You know how to take 2 days and make it seem like a week?
Oh, yeah.
Take naps and wake up. It resets everything, and you think, oh, I've just had 8 hours sleep. Of course, you know that's not the case, but your body doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. I do.
So, you got your tickets?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
We're going to go.
All righty.
It's going to be fun.
Well,
restful. My wife is pushing me on this. She says, you need to go. I said, okay. Okay, I'll go.
So you didn't tell her you didn't tell her what I said.
No, I just I said, you know, the boys, and she said, go. I said, okay.
Good deal.
Yeah.
You know, when the wife agrees too quickly, that should be suspicion.
Nah.
Okay. You know, we were talking last time you were on about jobs up and disappearing.
Yep.
And today, Liz Claiborne on Fox Business Channel, and I called you on this to play it to you. They were talking about oil. Well, this is the first time in 14 years that oil has gone below $50 a barrel. And I went, wait a minute here. So I called you, backed it up, called you, and I heard you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, we got to talk about this. Well, lo and behold, she did correct herself in 14 months.
Yeah.
So oil closed at 49 and some change today. And to sit, Steve, and watch these people try to come up with a reason why the markets are going sideways is unto itself, I mean, it's real-time entertainment. You want to look for a reality channel that they're not telling you the reality of things? Most people in this country think reality shows are real. But these people, I mean, to sit and watch them try to let the public know, and they keep telling him, well, we don't know. But, you know, let's talk to this person. They know.
Yeah,
but then they don't say anything definitive either.
Yep. Well, I gave you my rationale for that. They're not going to disrupt their checks. These are for check people. These are for pay people. And we know who owns the system. We know who controls Wall Street. They're not going to disrupt the money train, their own personal wealth. They're not going to mess that up. I pulled up today the Baltic Dry Index. We've talked about it here before. And it's up 36 points to 1401 right now, which is, this is another index, an economic indicator that is being manipulated, just like Wall Street is with the quantitative easing and plunge protection. And I can tell you personally from people I've talked to that these big barge ships that come into San Francisco Bay don't come in as often. And they're not coming in as often because there's not a demand for items, certain items. And this is another number that's being manipulated big time. What we see, John, doesn't fit the numbers. And I think you and I agree on that. What we see, what we're being told by government, 3.7%. Let's just pull that one out of our rear ends because that's where they pulled that one out for unemployment. And you just put on the website today what Jaguar is going to let, 5,000 people go?
Yeah. Let me get to that clip on Bloomberg. Now, sure. This is about as clear as mud. Rather than them saying, and they put it up on the market section as digital currencies will decouple from Bitcoin. Oh, shut up. So they go ahead and they move the story. That's not what I wanted to bring up. Let me see if I can find a damn thing. It was probably so weak they just pulled it right off the site. And you know what? I cannot find it. Steve?
I'm looking for it. I can find it on my end.
Well, at any rate, the markets, I don't have my iPhone. And Siri can't help me here.
Well, I've got the numbers.
Go ahead.
You were minus 529 on the Dow. NASDAQ was minus 183. S&P was down 62.92. Now, it's interesting. I think I sent you an article today that said this was the worst December since 1931. So does this spell economic growth in a strong economy? No, it does not.
Does this indicate unemployment of 3.7%?
No, not at all.
And they're inventing new terms on the economic channels. They're waiting for Santa to come around the corner.
Yeah.
Now, that's a euphemism for we're waiting for the holiday sales to pick up, which are not.
Right.
And they're going to wait for Santa Claus. Well, I guess in their world, there is a Santa Claus. There's also a Santa Claus for 10-year-olds and younger. Mm-hmm. How did my cousin... ruined it for me. I found out there was no Santa Claus because she told me there was no Easter Bunny, so I put two and two together. I was shattered.
Really?
Well, not really.
Okay. I learned really young. Really young. My mom told me, don't tell the other kids. You'll spoil it for them. And I learned it at about 4 or 5 years old, figured it out really fast.
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
Now, see, we're supposed to be caught up in the Christmas tree and the wonder of it all. And, you know, I'm glad I lasted to about 10 years old because...
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm laughing because I did figure it out really fast. I walked out of a store, saw what Santa there. I saw a Santa over here, the flying sled, the reindeer, all this stuff at six or 7 years old did not make sense. It wasn't possible. And I don't know why. I didn't believe in a tooth fairy. I didn't believe in all this stuff. And I had a good childhood growing up. I really did. But I for some reason, there was a common sense gene I had at 6 or 7 years old, which said, that's not possible, that's not possible, and that's not possible. And I was not a straight-A student, but I had common sense to understand these things aren't possible. Sorry, John, I ruined it for you for 10 years old, huh?
Okay. So you were 5 years ahead of the curve on me, and that makes you smarter because you just want to pee on people's... Okay, I got you. Well, then you're in the right business.
I think so.
Fact-finding. There ain't no Santa Claus here. Jaguar Land Rover is planning to announce thousands of job cuts in the new year as part of the $2.5 billion, pound savings plan to ward off threat from Brexit, falling sales in China, and a drop in demand for diesel cars. Britain's biggest car maker employs 40,000 in the UK and has already cut 1,000 contract workers at his plant in Solihull, which builds Range Rovers and the Land Rover Discovery SUV. It's also reduced working hours for some workers, including at its Wolverhampton factory in the run-up to Christmas. Plans of further job cuts come after the firm, which is owned by the Indian conglomerate Tata and is a major employer in the West Midlands, made a £90 million loss in 3 months to September, hit by falling sales in China and Europe. In an attempt to turn around its ailing fortunes, the company announced plans in October to save £2.5 billion, including $1 billion of cost cuts, but did not say how many jobs would be lost. However, according to the report to Financial Times, several people close to the carmaker said that JLR will outline in January the short-term element of its plans, including the loss of up to 5,000 jobs. Happy days are here again. It must be the Brexit. That's that. Yeah, that's what it must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, do you think we're going to start seeing the domino effect? You mentioned last time we talked, GM closing 5 plants, but 14,000 jobs will be disappearing. They're going to make some ghost towns up in your old neck of the woods there in Michigan.
You should have been around for the wholesale scorched earth policy back in the 90s. I mean, they decided they were going to restructure, and while Ford is restructuring, and it was a little bit different, not the same meaning, they were restructuring internally to make a higher quality product, up to and including the lowly line worker. Something ain't going right on the line. We got problems. We're not going to shove the crap down the line to go through it again. So they gave them the ability to communicate with management, work out the problems in manufacturing and other associated problems, and gave them the ability to hit the stop button on the line if there was a problem that they could not correct. Wow. So over at General Motors, what were they doing? Oh, they were doing their own realignment. They were laying off 30,000 permanently, shutting down plants, eviscerating what was left of GM in Michigan. And, hell, while Ford workers were getting bonuses, we didn't even get a McDonald's card, a gift card. They just got the axe. So, you know, realignment, yeah, okay, I got you there. Well, this is a realignment that is the realistic view of what their sales are, and they're falling into the abyss. Now, I've asked the audience this before, Stephen. I think I even asked you. What is it? What do not cross barrier is out there that the media can't delve into subject matter and tell the truth? They're all parroting the same thing, 3.7% unemployment. Now we have, are you ready for this? We have 7 million jobs that are open in this country that can't fill because we don't have enough qualified people. And we're being told the economy is great, the dollar is strong, and really? Now, I'm looking at the same indicators these people, you know, do they believe in Santa Claus and I don't? Do you get the magic fairy dust sprinkled on you somehow? Do you become a believer in their claptrap? What's the process here?
Yeah, I agree with you. And let me ask you a question, because you may follow him a little bit closer than I do. I don't. But I don't think Rush Limbaugh is buying the 3.7% unemployment. I don't think he is, but he's not really considered mainstream anymore. I think he's not on that wagon. I believe so. Am I right or not?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't listen.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't listen to Rush Limbaugh.
No, he's a little bit more honest on some things. I think he is. But I don't think he's buying the 3.7. And you and I talked about the national debt of $21 trillion. That's the number they're throwing around.
Yeah.
And you and I agree it's at least 3 to 4 times that is what it really is. You know, we heard phony numbers of 12 million illegals in this country. How many years in a row did you hear that number as if it never grew? You ever notice that 12 million never grew, never grew. Finally, it has grown now. Somebody actually got honest and said, well, it's still a low number. But somebody said 20 to 22 million in this country right now. And that's even a low ball number right there.
Yeah.
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 But it was 12 million for at least a decade. 12 million is on record. And that's the number they continued to use over and over. They never changed it. Nobody ever got together. Nobody ever multiplied. stayed at 12 million for a dozen years or so.
You know, what they're attributing to, and I just heard this before I came in today, the new guy in Italy, they're assigning the Trump effect to the new president, I guess, of Italy. What he has done, he said that, you know what, we're going to protect our borders. No, we're not taking any more aliens in. And he's cut, get this, 81% heretofore those who were coming into Italy. He goes, no. There's only 19% left to go, and he is getting raucous applause from the people that see it for what it is, balkanization process. Italy is Italy, folks. You know what they speak over there? They speak Italian. You know what they do? They make a nice pizza pie. They make great pasta. You will see fat women over there, jolly and without heart disease. I don't know why Italian women can get heavy set, but no associated onset heavy problems to go with it. But Italy has its culture. Italy has its society. They have had a very interesting past. But they're not, Steve, they're not down with this. And like everybody else over in Europe, they're finding out that, wait a minute, this is not being magnanimous. This is not being just nice. This is practicing idiocy. There's no other way to put this.
You know, I mentioned last time we spoke about what is the level that Americans will finally step up and do something. You know, we look over in France and the yellow vests are all over, and they're united, and they're trying to make a difference. They're standing up for what they believe in. I just wonder, when is that going to happen here? I really don't know, John. That bothers me that day in and day out, and I make some headway with some people when I talk to them. It's amazing who listens to your conversation when you're walking around the store. I had a woman stop me one day, and she overheard part of what I was talking to my wife about, and she's an educator, and she was talking how bad the public school system is. And we got into this big discussion. I said, geez, I'd like to have you on sometime to talk about this. But, you know, I'm trying to make headway and educate some people, and I don't know what triggers, what's going to get them motivated to stand up and do something. I really don't know, John. Do you have an idea how to motivate people? I mean, I thought I was a pretty good motivator, but I don't know. Their lifestyle is still, I guess, a little too comfortable. They still have everything they kind of want. Yeah. I mean, less money, but they're still comfortable.
Steve,
and I don't know when they're going to do something.
Steve, yeah. You want the short answer to that? Or you want the more lengthy one? The short one will do.
Okay, go ahead.
They're human beings. They have this thing that, they have to deal with their emotions, and their emotions will not allow them to think cognitively, logically, reasonably. When you try to wake somebody up with a little bit of fact, you're going to trip their trigger. You're going to pull their trigger, and then they're going to go into their pre-programmed response. The people that you're trying to get to will never listen to you. They will argue with you, even though that they don't know what you know, and they won't take the time to listen to what you have to say, because you're aware, you've been watching them. You've been watching their politics. You've been watching what they've been adhering to, taking part in. You know about them, but they think they know about you because their side called you a misogynist, a hateful person, a racist, give it a name. And you identify with the Republicans, and all these people are racist. So if you don't identify with the left and our racist, I'm sorry, no, you can't call them racist, our leaders, well, then you're just not to be listened to. There is the divide in America. The revolution's been going on for a while, folks. And there's nothing you're going to be able to do to change these people's minds. Move on to the next one. Plant the seed in fertile ground. Put a little water on it and walk away and see if anything comes of it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Come to me, always on the run.
We're going to play a little game up at Vinny's Farm. It's called Pickle, Pickle, Find the Pickle. And the pickle is going to be disguised. It's really going to be a grenade. And guess who wins the pickle?
Going to blow the claw off. Grab the wrong one.
Not me, buddy.
You want to tell them the little story behind the pickle? Because it's a good story. This is true. It's a tradition of mine.
Of hide the pickle, a German tradition when I was growing up. I'm German, and I never heard of this, but at any rate, to whomever finds the pickle hidden in the tree gets a special gift, or is the first one to open a present first. I will add a new tradition. I wish for a new year. I bet I can guess your wish. You probably have heard of hiding the pickle. Don't focus on that. It will make you more hostile on the air. Have a Merry Christmas to my brother from another mother, Steve. Also known as Ratchet. He went to my secretary standing here. He went to the school of nursing, the Nurse Ratchet School. So you see, I'm the claw. You know, this guy thinks my maladies are funny.
Like I said, the last time I saw it was on a movie. So the claw, Jim Carrey, which you said you finally saw today, didn't you? watch
well,
it.
I knew of the movie, but I forgot the claw part because it didn't play a part in my life. Now it does. I'm gonna have to have this fixed.
Hey, by the way, I just sent here to Mike. He didn't probably tell you, but be looking for the guy wearing the yellow vest in Springfield. That'll be me.
The yellow vest?
I ordered one from Amazon. So look for a guy wearing a yellow vest. That's me for the pickup.
Well, fresh from the Pope House, it is the moral responsibility of the outside world to accept even more migrants. Pope Francis said this in a speech on Thursday. Now, the way this is worded, Pope says Western world has a moral responsibility. Now, when you mention, Steve, if I mention to you the Pope in Rome and the Catholic Church, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
You know what comes first of mind is billions and billions of dollars and lots of land they hold. That's okay. What comes to mind. That's what comes to mind.
Aside from that, how about their predatory priest?
Yes.
Don't you think this would be a moral responsibility for Pope Francis to clean house and get rid of the predatory priest?
Yes.
Oh, no. No, he's telling the Western world we have a moral responsibility to let more migrants in.
Yeah, I know. I sent that to you.
I know.
Are they in the business of helping people, John, or are they in the business of self-enrichment? That's what I posed the question. You know the answer. You know the answer. Then.
Well, okay. I really don't care what the cash value of the Vatican is.
I do.
Well, okay, that's your bailiwick. Mine is the predatory processes that they allow their priests and all the dioceses around the world to get into. And we're talking not young adults, we're talking about children. There's the difference. So this year, it's 70 years since the globalist organization, that is, the UN, adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It was for that reason that Pope Francis urged the outside world to open its doors to even more migrants. He's referred to the Declaration's recognition that all human beings have universal and indivisible rights, which are the basis for justice, freedom, and peace in the world. Now, you think his new service over there is tampered with? He doesn't see what these migrants are doing in the countries they have gone to? How is this promoting freedom and justice and peace? There are countries that have no-go zones. They've got to arm up and I mean literally arm up to respond to calls from its citizenry, because if they go underarmed or they go in too few numbers, they'll get slaughtered. Now, what does this have to do with justice, freedom, and peace in the world? According to the Pope, it's everybody's responsibility to deal with the consequences of war, poverty, inequality, and mass migration. No solution to the global issue of mass migration should ignore our moral responsibility for the common good to welcome, protect, promote, and integrate those who knock on our doors to find a safe future. You think if I walked up to the Vatican, knocked on the front door, they'd let me come in and sleep for a while? I don't think so. Now,
this is a diversion right now.
Well, of course it is. Now,
from their problems. Yeah.
Now, here's the story. Excuse me. Here's where the story gets a little bit interesting. At the same time, the morals among his close advisors aren't exactly impressive. This past week, three cardinals have left the Pope's most important advisory body, the Council of Cardinals. Why? Well, two of those have been prosecuted after disclosure of sex abuse. On Tuesday, one of them, Cardinal George Pell from Australia, was convicted of child molestation. The number of migrants the Pope himself houses in his palace is unknown. A little bit more on this when we get back. I thought he was into saving souls, not promoting socialism. And he doesn't speak about the wars and why the wars are being fought. See, that would be butting into the politics of the respective nations.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By the way, during the break, we signed a thank you card for the fattening little gifts you sent over to us, and I signed mine is the man with the physical ailment, the claw.
That's the funnest solution to that problem.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
I'll check it out when I'm there.
Yeah.
Hey, take some pictures, some Polaroids, put it on the internet.
Thanks.
Check it out.
Yeah, right. Let's make this a bigger issue than it already is.
All right.
At any rate, back to the Pope on a rope here. So, of course, this is not the first time the Pope has spoken out on global matters. As Vladimir Putin previously noted, the Pope's secular sins include Pope Francis is using his platform to push a dangerous far-left political ideology on vulnerable people around the world, people who trust him because of his position. Now, does that strike you as odd, coming from a former communist country? That he's calling out the Pope on.
Well, you notice the Pope is doing a lot of other things, too. He's talking about global warming, too. He's pushing the carbon tax.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, was he getting paid for this?
He must be.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He dreams of a world government and a global communist system of repression. Now, this is coming from a guy that should know a little bit about communist government and repression, don't you think, Steve?
I think so.
I would think so. And he went on to say, Putin said, as we have seen before in communist states, this is not a compatible system with Christianity. Here we got a former communist state talking about Christianity, and who is the Pope? Who's the head of the biggest Christian? It's the Catholic Church. Yeah, Steve, as far as people waking up, did people throw their Bibles and their Christian principles along with their beliefs in Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny?
I asked that question too because I know a lot of people who are Catholic, and the answer I get back most of the time when I ask why are you still with this church, after seeing that movie Spotlight, I asked why are people still with this church. And they tell me, well, that's just a few bad apples. The whole organization as a whole is doing well, and it's doing good work. And they always seem to rationalize that it's just a few bad apples. But if you watch that movie, it's more than a few bad apples. And it is a serious problem in the Catholic Church that was covered up by the higher-ups. And that's what bothers me. It's not that they didn't know about what was going on with all this buggery and these young children. Is that they knew, they simply covered it up, paid off families, which I'm angry at the families who accepted the money. That really makes me angry. You basically pimped your child out for money, and that makes me very angry that you do that to your child. But they hid the facts. They moved them around to a different parish where they didn't pray it again on another child. And I personally, John, I would not stay with an organization that had the higher-ups knowing all this. I would not stay with this religion. I would find another church to go to, another faith, or I'd just stay home and pray at home. That's what I do.
Well, read the Bible without the middleman, because the middleman makes it expensive and something gets lost in the message sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
To finish this out, Pope Francis says that global warming is a fact, and that a new global political authority is necessary in order to save humanity from utter disaster. The new encyclical that was scheduled to be released on Thursday has been leaked, and it's being reported that this new global political authority that the Pope Francis envisions would be in charge of the reduction of pollution and the development of poor countries and regions. Now, the funny thing about this is that this sounds very much in line with the new sustainable development agenda that's going to be launched at the United Nations in September. Well, 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 well. And that is next September. United Nations is there for a reason. It's not always clear to people. They hear about it and they go, oh, well, that's just a body of people to get together. No, 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 no. These are where the world agendas are carted back to the home countries, and then everybody gets busy on the UN's idea of sovereignty and peace on earth. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Feinstein got her hat handed to her. And I'll put it nicely. Feinstein tried to get cute with a CBP commissioner, Kevin McGlenan, McGlenan, during a hearing at the Senate, and almost immediately regretted it when this guy fired back at her with some inconvenient truths. Feinstein asked McLean if, in quoting, while we're on the subject of tear gas being used, has CPB ever fired tear gas at young children on the border prior to November 25th? That's like asking somebody when he quit beating his wife, but McLean was not about to let her get away with her little dishonest point making. He pointed out that the Border Patrol did not fire tear gas at women and children. They fired tear gas at rioting invaders who were throwing rocks and bottles at Border Patrol agents and trying to break through a border barrier. And just so a reminder of days of future past here, this comes from the Conservative Tribune. Just to clarify, Senator, we did not fire tear gas at your young children on November 25th. Then he answered the question in a way that ironically made Feinstein's old her position in her party look stupid. But yes, CS gas has been used to address large groups seeking to enter unlawfully, actually in San Diego sector, in the same exact area almost 5 years to the day. A large group that did include women and children in it as well. Now, McClenan was referring to the 2013 incident in which 100 migrants attacked Border Patrol agents with rocks before trying to illegally cross the border. Tear gas was used to disperse the crowd, which included women and children who had been brought along to the chaotic scene. President at the time, Democrat Barack Hussein Obama, of course. It's funny to see the liberals who ignore the actions of Obama pretend to be outraged when Trump does precisely the same thing. What would Dianne Feinstein have the Border Patrol agents do? Shoot them? That'd be a little messy.
That's what they do in Israel, right? Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and Trump's statement, see, the wall works for Israel. Oh, my God. Yep. Yep. Hey, excuse me. Mr. President, do you really know who your deplorable deplorables are? Yep. Oh, my gosh. So we got moral responsibilities and we got police. Oh, here's a good one, Steve. Now, you're familiar with police chases. Now, this is a favorite with local news organizations. If they've got enough in the budget to have a chopper, they'll go out there and film it. And if it leads, it bleeds. And if it's running, hey, it's worth filming. And usually these high-speed chases turn out badly. Now, to their credit, generally, it's somebody that's suspected of a severe penalty, shooting somebody, robbing a bank, or something of that nature. Not somewhat whacked out, Haldol-induced housewife episode here. The Eighth Circuit Court, U.S. Court of Appeals, thinks it's appropriate for police officers to use any force needed to ram a driver with an expired registration sticker, ram them right off the road. That's what happened to Jerrica Jenna Moore Jones as she was driving her white 2014 Dodge Challenger on Interstate 30 in Arkansas in November of 2015. State Trooper Anthony Todd Quick saw that he could issue an easy ticket, so he pulled behind Moore Jones and turned on the overhead lights. Moore Jones immediately slowed, but the road shoulder was unlit, dark, and very narrow. Less than the width of her car, she did not feel safe, so she proceeded at 35 miles an hour, and then she dropped down to 20 mile an hour under the speed limit, so I'm assuming that was 55. She proceeded for 42 seconds to find a wider spot in the road, but the road was still narrow. Because she passed the exit, however, Trooper Quick decided to ram the Challenger off the road with precision immobilization technique. You and I know that is the pit maneuver. The Challenger was knocked into a ditch, sending Moore Jones and her daughter to the hospital. Hey, we're adjudicating. It's judge, jury, and executioner right here. Moore Jones sued the officer for using excessive force, and U.S. District Judge J. Leon Holmes agreed the officer was out of line. After watching the dash cam video, the lower court judge did not believe Moore Jones was fleeing. On appeal, however, a three-judge panel last month endorsed the trooper's conduct. The right to be free from a pit maneuver in these circumstances was not sufficiently definite. Judge William Dwayne Benton wrote for the Eighth Circuit panel, from a reasonable officer's perspective, she refused to comply with commands to pull over. Quick was justified in using some force to secure compliance. Some force? Sent them both to the hospital. Totaled their car. This doesn't sound to me as being a reasonable officer's perspective, and it doesn't sound like he was justified in using some force. I guess compared to what he carries with him, I guess he could have pulled out his gun and shot and killed him on the spot. I guess that would be, compared to that, this pit maneuver, which sent him to the hospital, trashed the car, that's some force to them. Now, the appellant judges, Steve, cited a number of cases in which other courts have upheld the use of the pit maneuver against reckless drivers fleeing the law. Now, Moore Jones had pointed out she was not reckless, and she was wanted for a minor nonviolent infraction. The trooper admitted that Moore Jones posed no danger to anybody, and his supervisor, Lieutenant Darren Austin, counseled Trooper Quick after the incident. I reminded him, even though our EVOC program, is changed and we're still using the pit maneuver, be mindful of the people that may not feel safe to stop in a location and may be moving to what they feel is a safer location. Funny. This is exactly what the woman said, so this lieutenant just lifted it and fired it right back. The appellate court did leave open the possibility that Moore Jones could sue for assault and battery if she could prove the trooper acted with malice. I just look at the broken pieces and the broken bones, and hey.
You know, John, I don't think you actually, she could sue, and it doesn't have to be on malice. You can sue on stupidity. If somebody does something stupid and causes harm to you or your car, or in this situation, it could have caused harm to her. Actually, it did. She went to the hospital. So my question is, she doesn't have to prove malice. Ignorance and incompetence is a lawsuit right there.
The mere fact that her car was trashed and her daughter had to go to the hospital, I think, would be enough.
Yeah. You don't have to say malice that I meant to do this. Stupidity and ignorance is suable also. So she needs to sue. Big time, she needs to sue.
Well, the appellate court did leave open the possibility that she could sue, as I said. Now, that could be bad news for Trooper Quick. As Judge Holmes noted in August 30th of 2016, an order that, at least in the early stage of the case, he was inclined to see the conduct as malicious. So I had an opinion, and I guess I ain't got one. The Supreme Court of Arkansas has defined malicious acts or omissions to include those acts carried out with reckless disregard of the rights of another, as to constitute the equivalent of ill will. Judge Holmes wrote, "It is reasonable to infer that Quick acted maliciously, which at least reckless disregard by ramming Moore Jones' vehicle off the road." Now, after 10 years on the force, the officer retired. The state police commissioner awarded Quick his Glock 21 service pistol as a token of their esteem and appreciation for service devoted to the Arkansas State Police. Wow. Does this make any damn sense to you whatsoever?
No, it doesn't. Do you think this could happen to Hillary Clinton if she was driving around with an expired tag in Arkansas? Do you think this could happen to her? No. No, she needs to sue. She needs to sue big time. I'm curious. When I first read that, not only did I didn't, there was excessive because she didn't have any record on her. She wasn't fleeing. She made perfect sense to me why she wanted to pull off to find a wider area with the car. But who's going to pay on this? Insurance? Her car, her insurance is going to come back and say, wait a minute here. It's not an error on your part. Somebody did this. Is the police department going to pay for this? Are they going to pay for the hospital bill? And she's got a good lawsuit. She needs to sue.
Well, you know, as far as regards to whose property is who and who's paying whom, and in this case, who's zooming whom, I remember a talk show host who used to be on this network that she was driving down a dark road at night, not very well lit. Deer jumped out on the road, and she hit it and totaled her car. Well, she sent the bill to the state because the state is the actual property owner of that deer.
That's true.
And guess what she got? She got full compensation from the state. Now, the same, don't you think, could be said for a state trooper in Arkansas, that that is their asset?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know of any deer that's ever run behind my car and tried to knock my car off the road.
Yeah.
You know, the deer in the headlights, he's generally freaked out, what the hell is this, and boom. But generally, they try to stay away from you. No, this guy is out there seeking you. He's trying, the corporate coffer keystone cops of the corporation are out there trying to revenue. And this guy had the timidity. Not only to be patient, he didn't have any patience.
Yep,
and by not taking the exit, it should have indicated to the officer while slowing down, she's looking for a safe place to pull over.
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty aggressive there. You think about it. I mean, to take that action so fast. I mean, now if she sped up and took off a turn here and there, it looked like she was definitely trying to evade him. Yeah, you might say, okay, but I still wouldn't if I, you know, he ran the plates, right? Assuming he ran the plates.
Yeah.
He has her history right in front of him. She's not a felon. She's not fleeing. There's nothing bad. Yep. She has an expired tag.
Yep.
Okay. That happens sometimes. People don't get them in the mail on time. They get them late. You don't put them on yet, or it's in the glove box. They just didn't put it on. That's not a reason to use excessive like that. I've run across these officers like this, and it's a good thing he got off the force. He's out. But I would like to look more into his history. There's something more on this story, John. The person themselves, their history, their track record, I'd love to see more of his career as a police officer. There's something there with that.
Well, and he was quick to get the hell out of town, resign, and get gone.
Yep.
But here's the thing. You're exactly right. Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't know who he's pulling over, and he'll use any resource or asset at his command to determine whatever facts he can gather, even before he gets his fat little donut-eating butt out of his car. He's going to run that plate. He's going to know if he's dealing with a stolen car. He's going to find out if he's dealing with somebody that has warrants that have been assigned to that piece of property and that tag identifying it. He's going to know all the information. He wants to know if my life is going to be in danger at this stop. But, you know, as they keep telling him, you know, your number one priority is your safety. If you feel threatened in any way whatsoever, taking as aggressive action as you think you need to use to accomplish your job. And exactly what is their job? Well, it's revenue for the state, and they don't like you, perception-wise, blowing them off.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
Well, we get to question the CEO of Google about their attempts to call the hate speech, of which he flat out denied that they were doing on Google. But in the UK, government's counterterrorism is limiting text and topics students can access. The source on this, the Independent UK, we're entering a situation where thought becomes dangerous. One professor warns, a counterterrorism strategy has been created, created a culture of fear across the UK universities where freedom of expression and open debate is being stifled. Experts and campaigners warn, the government's prevent duty, which requires institutions to have due regard to the need to prevent people from being drawn into terrorism and having a chilling effect on free speech on campus. The warnings come as the Independent has learned that at least four different academic materials have been flagged at the university over the past 2 years in response to counterterrorism program. So now we got government bureaucrats telling platforms what they can do, what they can't do. Anybody have a problem with this? Under the University of Reading policy, students and staff are required to tell the institution if they plan to access texts that are potentially sensitive to avoid falling afoul of the Prevent Duty program. So far, academics have been requesting student access for the left-wing essay on the ethics of socialist revolution, as well as access to the mini-manual of the Urban Guerrilla by a Brazilian revolutionary. And folks, if I may for a minute posit that, what do we have in this country? We had the National Defense Authorization Act that they used, and what did they use that for? Oh, well, that was to give the government, to make the policy known, well, kind of known to the public, that if your government classifies you for any reason being a terrorist, they can up and disappear you. So how am I expected to read this, Steve? Is it because the government's afraid of its people and we're all potentially terrorists to them, so they got to limit what we read and what we say?
Actually, John, my opinion on this is the replacing. This is a little agenda going on. It's part of the Agenda 21. Globalism agenda, and that they're trying to take away free speech and give you the new repackaged permitted speech. This is a controlling mechanism of controlling the people. This is part of Agenda 21 globalization. Is what it is, and they're doing little bits at a time here. Little bits. You can't say that. You know, the snowflake stepping in saying that's offensive to me. Okay, that's part of the whole thing with Agenda 21 globalization is taking away that freedom of speech until finally. Everybody is so threatened of, can I say that or I can't say anything? You're going to clam up. You're not going to say anything at all. You are going to be controlled on your speech and controlled as a person. You're going to be controlled. This is part of globalization Agenda 21.
I have no argument with that. But, you know, I did a story Friday, which the guy said, you know, the conspiracy theorist out there in this one world government and all this crap, you know. When he was going after G. Edward Griffin for his book on the Federal Reserve. And I put on as a tagline for the story, is this guy's way of trying to get under the radar with letting people know that this book and this information is available? Or he's just out there taking a whack. Maybe he got a brand new position and they say, okay, let me see you do some damage. Maybe it was a request of his employers to go out there and trash G. Edward Griffin in the book, the Federal Reserve. Or maybe it was his way of sliding under the radar. I don't know. But it's out there. And many, 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 many people have read it. They're catching on, Steve. Second hour coming up.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.